Greenland's foreign minister is in Washington today for high-stakes talks with the US Vice President J.D. Vance and the Secretary of State Marco Rubio. The meeting follows US threats to annex the territory, an ultimatum that Greenland's Prime Minister Jens Frederik Nielsen met with defiance yesterday, stating that his country chooses Denmark, NATO and the EU over Washington. Against that backdrop, the European Commission is pushing for a deeper strategic partnership and has a refreshed budget to strengthen its relationship with Greenland. Dublin MEP Barry Andrews is the European Parliament's rapporteur on EU-Greenland relations, and he's on the line now. Good morning.
Good morning, Justin.
How should the EU respond if the United States decides that it's going to follow through on its threat to annex Greenland?
Well, there are various options on the table. I think what we want to see is the diplomatic path that has been explored today in the White House exhausted to the greatest extent possible. The Danish government are very clear, and the Greenlandic government are very clear that they want, they're very relaxed about a greater US security presence on Greenland. That was something that applied historically. It's something that's covered by the 1951 agreement between the US and Greenland. So they are the options that need to be explored, first of all. And the work that I'm doing on this report, I'm rapporteur on this report, not on EU-Greenland relations. The work that I'm doing on this report also has potential to develop closer ties between the EU and Greenland, but also between the EU and the US on Greenland. So the EU and the US cooperates quite a lot in development areas, for example, in Africa, on the development of critical raw materials, the development of infrastructure, and that's something that we could do as well in Greenland. So there are lots of possibilities on the diplomatic side, but inevitably, we will also have to explore tougher measures if the US decides to do things unilaterally, including, for example, a freeze on the trade agreement that is being proposed that will have to be tabled before the Trade Committee in the European Parliament in the next few days.
What would trigger that? What would trigger that type of a response from the European Union? I mean, if there was any type of annexation, is that the type of action that would follow?
There's no question in my mind that if there's an annexation, and we saw this ridiculous bill being tabled by a Republican congressman yesterday to enable President Trump to annex Greenland. But if that happens, there's no question but that the European Union will have to fully explore the possibility of trade restrictions with the US. So there's currently the agreement that we're all aware of from last summer, and that has to be voted in the Trade Committee. There is a decision that will be taken at a meeting later this morning as to whether to postpone that vote to see what the outcome of the meeting in the White House is going to be. So whatever we decide to do, it'll be done in consultation with the Danish government and the people of Greenland. Ultimately, we had a meeting yesterday of my group, the Renew Europe group, which was attended by the Secretary General of NATO. And we were very clear in all of our comments and questions that we want to stand four square behind Denmark and whatever intentions it has. So that's the current position,
okay,
and we'll be carrying that forward.
Does the Mutual Assistance Clause of the European Union Treaty, which is the clause which obliges all other member states to respond by all means within their power to armed aggression on a territory of another member state, does that apply to Greenland? So if the United States decided they were going to make a military intervention into Greenland, would EU member states have to respond?
Technically, that's not resolved as an issue. That you're talking about Article 42.7.
Yes.
And the problem is that Greenland is not in the EU.
But it is a territory, and that article speaks about a territory of another member state.
But what I'm saying is it hasn't been settled. So there are two bodies of opinions. One is that it's simply not in the European Union, and therefore Article 42.7 can't be triggered. Article 42.7 has only ever been triggered once, which was by the French after the Bataclan terrorist attack. So it's not very clear that that's the case. My own opinion, and it's merely my opinion, is that it should be and could be triggered because the overseas countries and territories of the European Union represent the periphery of our interests and our values across the world.
But isn't that a question?
They represent a real vulnerability if there was any question of whether 42.7 is triggered.
Okay, Barry, but what are you actually saying there then? What kind of response would that be involved from the European Union, from member states, if there was then a military intervention and if that article was triggered?
Yeah, well, just let's also remember that Ireland has an opt-out from Article 42.7. So we're not involved in the Mutual Assistance Treaty, the Mutual Assistance Article in that treaty. So, but what it would mean if Denmark decided to trigger that, it would require all member states to use all means available to them to try to support Denmark. But Justin, the reality is there is absolutely no question, in my opinion, of a military conflict in Greenland between the US and Denmark or any other EU member states. It's just not conceivable. Everything else has to be explored. First of all, the diplomatic channel that I've outlined to you. Secondly, the tougher trade measures if there is unilateral action. But there is absolutely no question, in my opinion, that we would go down the road of a military conflict between two NATO allies. And I think the Danish government has been very clear, and the Commissioner for Defence in the European Union, that would spell the end of NATO.
All right. Dublin MEP Barry Andrews, thank you for speaking with us this morning. It's 18 minutes past 7.